Today's scripture is Psalm chapter 92, verse 5. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep.
I give thanks and glory to our Father God, who sent the shepherd to this earth and showed his great love toward us through our shepherd and making us his true children. Father, thank you. When I stand on this altar, I am what I am, all by the grace of Father God. That's what I confess all the time. I remember that. And by the original voice and power of recreation, and with the goodness and love of our Father God, which are majorities, our shepherd is leading us to New Jerusalem. Thank you, shepherd. Big applause for our shepherd's love. Shepherd, I love you. Shepherd, thank you. I give thanks to Mrs. Bong Lim Ni, the president of Mamim Prayer Center, who always embraces us and prays for us. And Pastor Soo Jin Lee, who always takes care of church and souls with love, and all pastors and Levi workers, thank you. And I give thanks to all the congregation for your fervent prayers. I will begin my message after I read Psalm 92, verse 5. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. Let's read from verses 12 to 15. I'll read them for you again. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They'll still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. My dear brothers and sisters, I believe you have been praying for the fourth prayer title of 2017, which is Fruits of the Shepherd. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. It is Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. Just as the Bible says, Father God has led us through the devotion and tears and sacrifice of our shepherd, and in his love and justice, our Father God is leading us to become beautiful fruits of the shepherd. Father God, let us understand providence of creation and human cultivation through our shepherd's tears and prayers. Father God wants us to become true children who accomplish the heart of Spirit and Holy Spirit through the power of the shepherd, especially in this stage of third stage of takeoff. He let our shepherd fill up justice by 99% and let us ride on the flow of Holy Spirit. In 2017, Mamim members have been receiving greater blessings in the shepherd's space thanks to the original love and mercy of the shepherd. To arm ourselves with the Word of God and through fervent prayer, to help us get rid of all the sinful attributes Our shepherd helps us to receive the baptism of fire with his original voice. And he helps us to fill up justice by 1% and become the fruits of Spirit and Holy Spirit. The leaders in marathon are running toward the goal, but the athletes, the runners behind, falling far behind. Like this, to help our members to run toward the Spirit and Holy Spirit without ceasing, or to help us not falling down, but stand on the rock and come into Spirit and Holy Spirit with His mercy and love, our shepherd gave peace offering to Father God. I give thanks to our shepherd who prayed for us so that we could burn all the sinful tributes by the baptism of fire and run vigorously with joy to New Jerusalem during the two special Daniel prayer meeting. And also give thanks to Mrs. Wong Lin Lee who led us to give fervent prayers during the special prayer meeting. Father God gave us more than one blessing when we had the Feast of Spirit to reward the tears of our shepherd to those who become proper, filling of justice. And on birthday of our shepherd, the original voice that our shepherd gave out is leading our members to answers and blessings. And we feel it every day, so how thankful we are. In leadership conference in last July, our shepherd explained the power of God is the sign of our Father God's love and His heart. Furthermore, He planted faith in our hearts so that we could resemble Father God's goodness and love and receive His power. Adam committed sin and he was driven out of the Garden of Eden. But that driving out, the Noah's flood, and all kinds of disasters in the Bible are actually revealing that Father God is full of love and goodness through our shepherd's words. And we could feel all the more deep love and goodness of our shepherd. Especially last summer retreat, on the first day, he healed various diseases by the power of recreation. So many blind people came to see, the crippled came to walk, and the deaf came to hear. And all the darkness and forces of darkness cast out. 2,000 years ago, the identity of the four demons were revealed. And the same thing happened in the Mamme Summit Retreat. Let us understand the forces of darkness and demons. Through Pastor Hee-Jin Lee and Hee-Sun Lee, he revealed the identity of demons, how they came in, how they sneak into some men, some people, and how they can be cast out. All forces of darkness, their identity were revealed, and we could see their identity. You know, when our shepherd commanded, Father God worked so delicately through two pastors. And I heard that the pastor, Hee-Jin Lee, explained how she cast out all those, you know, demons to our pastors and missionaries and members from abroad. So we learned greatly and we become our strength. On the second day, there was an athlete's competition. Through the adjustment of temperature, the weather was perfect. And during lunchtime, our shepherd had the lunch and he went to some place. When it was about for him to come back, Elder Bosley and Elder Yong Bak Park, we were waiting for him. And then, when on his way back to place, the temperature hit 31 in Celsius. But when senior pastor was seated, the temperature started to go down. I could see it. I could read that. So Elder Park Yong-duk was surprised to see that number was actually falling down, decreasing. So when senior pastor was not around, the temperature went up to 31 in Celsius. But when he came back, temperature started to fall down, and in 10 seconds, the temperature went down to 26, and he called him our shepherd. He is our shepherd. Elder Boaz Lee was surprised. And actually, I saw that. You know, when we turn the air conditioner, you know, it's not easy to make the temperature fall down by 1 degree. It takes about like 5 minutes, right? So after the competition, so many people were surprised. Why? Because the runners from Kenya won gold medals in running races. But to help you understand better, let me explain. In 2017, Mami Summer Retreat, we have, you know, summer retreat, right? So, Pastor Daishi Kil asked me if there is a member in Nairobi who registered to Mamin Church and who is an athlete. So that, you know, and then he asked me to prepare for Mamin retreat. In Nairobi Mamin Church, before he gave me a call, 3 years ago, there was a young man by the name of Jacob. We knew that he was a good runner. I didn't know how good he was, though. In 2016, in Nairobi Mamin Church Summer Retreat, he won gold medal in 100-meter dash. But we, in 2017, we checked the record, and it was 10.9, it was, I guess, if I recall correctly. So I took him to Seoul, and I told him whether he could run in at the competition. And there was a lady by the name of, you know, Catherine. So by the help of the branch churches in Korea, you know, our young members attended in the competition. Especially Abel and Catherine, they are not long race runner. But Abel won the gold medal in the long race, and I didn't expect, you know, Catherine would win the long run race. But I was told that, you know, they were very in good condition. So when they feel so excited when they saw senior pastor in the face to face, and when our mommy congregation cheered them during the competition, that they could run all the more better. So I give thanks to all the congregation who welcomed our young members. But I am so sorry because, you know, Kenya members won all the gold medals in running. And in Campfire Night, the praise that our shepherd gave touched the hearts of Father God. It touched our hearts. It was a moment of grace. His power of recreation and made us full of blessing in Mammon Summer Retreat. We give all thanks and glory to our Father God who enabled it. Father God, thank you. Father God, thank you. By the power of recreation, our shepherd gave us healing works. Thank you. Shepherd, thank you. Our shepherd, I love you. Dear congregation, now, in later half of 2017, we're going to reap the fruits which can be borne by the power of recreation of our shepherd. Now, how could such fruits of spirit could be born, can be born? So, I will review the fourth prayer title of 2017 that our senior pastor covered. First, we can become the fruits of the shepherd because the shepherd planted justice by faith with tears, patience, and hope. He hoped that our suffering souls could become the fruits of change. He shed tears with love and patience. Such souls could come to life. Second, the shepherd planted justice with perseverance and endurance. He suffered from all kinds of itching, compulsion, and he lost all his energy from his head to toe and in his all intestines and organs. He had to suffer like that, only for the benefit of the souls. Just like our Lord was with his disciples physically, our shepherd is leading us to New Jerusalem with his perseverance and endurance. Third, to lead many souls in the world to the way of salvation with the heart of mercy and saving, our shepherd had to receive intensive spiritual training to pass the gates of spiritual realm and confronted the moment of justice facing death. The power of recreation will save and revive the dying soul. Once he accomplished 100% of power of recreation, even amputated arms and legs will grow again when they receive his prayer by faith. Those who witness the power of recreation of our shepherd cannot deny God, cannot deny the heaven. They cannot deny the fact that Jesus is our Savior who came to this earth 2,000 years ago. And they will believe that our shepherd is the one who accomplishes the providence of Father God in this end time. Therefore, our shepherd explained the power of recreation in the providence of Father God. His power of recreation will purify the Korean Christian community and the world mission. And many people will understand who our shepherd is. They will follow the shepherd, and the people with good conscience will become Mammon family and give glory to Father God so that the whole world will be filled with our shepherds in the flocks. That was the providence of Father God in His will. Tears, patience, hope, endurance, patience, reviving, heart of mercy, all these are the heart of Father God and the Lord. And we now understand this through our shepherd. Through the tears of our shepherd, we came to know the tears of our Father God and the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 says, "Who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? Is it not even you? In the presence of our Lord Jesus at His coming." In this end time, when the whole world is full of evil, to save countless souls, to help them reach the message of the cross, our shepherd is working with the power of recreation. So how can I not confess the work of the shepherd is so deep? And I'll confess that the love of the shepherd is so deep. As I prayed for this message, The Holy Spirit gave me the verse, Psalm 92, verse 5, which says, "How great are your works, O Lord? Your thoughts are very deep." If it is the Old Testament days, we would say, "How great are your works, O Lord? Your thoughts are very deep." If it were 2,000 years ago, the days of our Lord, we would confess, "How great are your works, our Lord? Your thoughts and works are very deep. Your work to revive the dead Lazarus is so great." In this end time, we can confess like this. "How great are your works, O Shepherd? Your thoughts are very deep." And I can confess that the love of the Shepherd is so deep. Our Shepherd who has led me this far. I hope that you will become beautiful fruits of the Shepherd by understanding the love of our Shepherd and become His strength, your brothers and sisters in Christ. In May 3rd, 2017, when we had the Feast of Spirit, to that Feast of Spirit, people of Spirit and Holy Spirit were invited and glorified our Father and the Lord. We had a happy time. And I was told that even our congregation who didn't participate to the Feast of Spirit also had the time of grace and emotion. In prayer house that our Shepherd prepared, the people of Spirit and Holy Spirit became joy of our Shepherd and glorify our Father God and the Lord. He looked so happy. However, I and my wife were weak. So I felt so sorry. Many congregations are curious why we are like this in a spiritual sense. So, through my own testimony, I hope that you can realize the deep love of the Father God who refines His children. And I hope this helps your spiritual growth. I hope you can understand spiritual meaning of refinement, and so that you can also confess that love of the Shepherd is so deep. I and my wife were invited to prayer house. Along with the people of Spirit and Holy Spirit, we had a great time with the Shepherd. However, we didn't look healthy. So we felt so sorry when the Father and the Lord came to this earth. We felt a little embarrassed. However, before the Feast of Spirit, my wife got so weak, but she attended the Feast of Spirit only by the prayer of our Shepherd's love. So I worried whether my wife would be in a burden. However, even though he got no strength left, she was so joyful and happy to see the Shepherd, and it gave me great grace. Later, she told me that the moment she entered the Gethsemane prayer house, she didn't feel bad at all. Father God was there, the Lord and the Shepherd was there. That place was a place of spirit. Once again, I realized that it was the place of God's mercy. Our students were also invited to prayer house, and they are changing. So we should be thankful for our Shepherd's power and love. On the day of Feast of Spirit, my wife received our Shepherd's prayer. And on our Shepherd's birthday, our Shepherd, who prayed for mommy members till the last moment, prayed for my wife when he was about to go back to his prayer house. It was a moment to feel the love of our shepherd once again deep in my heart. After the shepherd's birthday celebration, I went back to Nairobi and my wife stayed in Seoul to attend the prayer center meetings and break her self-righteousness and frameworks all the more. On May 28th, she received God's revelation for the sick. And in the revelation, we felt the love of the shepherd once again all the more. So, we are giving thanks to Father God. The word that Father God gave to us is not only for my wife, but also for me. Our Father God wants we husband and wife to resemble the goodness of a shepherd and save all the more souls in Africa. So, to help you understand this message better, I'll read God's revelation to my wife. It is so good that you love Father God and you are faithful out of your love for the shepherd. However, you didn't have enough time to learn and feel the life of the shepherd in Manmin, but you went to Africa. And you had so many difficulties and hardships there. However, you were so thankful for the grace that you received, you didn't change. And for that reason, you came into spirit. However, the amount of time was so little to feel the love of the shepherd. Even though you are there or when you are here, do your best and confess by saying that I came into spirit since the shepherd is here. I came to have hope for New Jerusalem thanks to my shepherd. I came back to life thanks to my shepherd. I am healthy thanks to my shepherd. I can deliver messages thanks to my shepherd. I can pray thanks to my shepherd. I can do all things thanks to my shepherd. If you can confess like this from the depths of your heart, then you can adapt yourself to any kind of environment, and you can even indeed overcome those environments. When Adam came to the first heaven from the second heaven, how many things were changed? However, he adapted himself to this world. Even though the environment is so hard to adapt yourself to, depending on how much you depend on the shepherd and ride on the flow of spirit, you can overcome it and rule it. When Adam was in the second heaven, when he visited the first heaven, he could rule and subdue this earth. However, when his sin was revealed, he couldn't do anymore. He started to suffer on this earth. What I'm saying is not saying that you were changed in flesh. However, when you depend on your shepherd in any given situation, you can do all things, and you can overcome them all. Therefore, I want you to engrave the deep love of the shepherd in your heart. The same applies to Pastor Jung Myung-ho. It was too little to lead Christian life in Manmin Church along with the shepherd. It was too little to come close to the shepherd and to learn from him, so he cannot fully understand the depths of the shepherd's love. However, in the environment that God gave to him, he learned many things, he felt so many things, he realized many things, and it was a moment to look back himself. The goodness of our shepherd saved so many people, and your shepherd cried for even those who are soaked in sin. If you can take care of your mission with such a heart, you can save all the more souls, and you can be faithful to your given duty. I hope you can remember this, understand well. This was the word of God given to me. I read this word again and again in Nairobi Mamun Church, and my two eyes started to shed tears of thanks, and I started to repent. The love of Father God and mercy is so deep and great. And when I think of limitless love of a shepherd who fills up the justice by 99%, I cannot stop shedding tears. Father God has leading us and taught us and embraced with love so that we could do our job in Africa. And our Father God helped us to remember the prayer of the shepherd who always prayed for us with tears. Armed with the word of God, which was explained by a shepherd, and went to Africa for a mission in 1991. But I, along with my wife, didn't have enough time to learn from the shepherd for a long time. But we went to Africa. That's why Father God said the time was too little to learn from the shepherd. However, I must be so thankful because through refinements, I could look back on myself. Even though I couldn't feel the love of the shepherd all the more, Father God gave me chances to understand our shepherd's love. Dear congregation, thanks to the love of the shepherd, I was blessed to come into Holy Spirit. But I have to be the partaker of the divine nature. I have to come into the deeper level of Holy Spirit. But I was stagnating. Without the refinement of love of Father God, I couldn't go through it. But our Father God loved me and my wife. So, without big with trials, we could do our mission job, mission ministry in Africa. But, just like our Father God refined Job and David to bless them all the more, Father God allowed us to go through the refinements of His love, so I give thanks to Father God. Just as the goodness of the shepherd saved countless souls, Father God wants me to learn the goodness of the shepherd all the more, and to become a missionary who can overcome the environments, to be faithful to God-given duty, and to save more souls. Father God gave me that mercy and love. So I tell you why I needed refinements, and the grace of the Father and the love of the shepherd that I felt and realized while I was doing my ministry in Africa in the shepherd's space of love. Through this testimony, I hope that it will help you examine yourself too. First, my thought should be in accordance with the shepherd's word, but I couldn't understand the shepherd's heart using my own thought. This is why I needed refinement. Father God knew this heart, so Father God gave me a word in July 10, 1996. When you do your work 100%, your thoughts should be identical to the word of your shepherd 100%. Then you can receive even greater power. If you remember this well, you can become more complete and you can become pleasure to Father God. He said so. Now, let me give you a few examples how I used my own thought. In October 1998, I missed anniversary of the church because there was a meeting in Canada and United States. And the shepherd said to me, Father wants to see his son when he misses him. Now, if son is not here, is it true, son? Well, I thought about the mission in Canada and United States, but I couldn't understand the heart of the shepherd who wanted to see his son on anniversary day. When he said so, I repented and I cried, Father, forgive me. The tears came out. There were so many people. Because I couldn't read the shepherd's heart. Because I put more priority on the mission trip to United States and Canada. I used my own thought. Another example. Many missionaries, especially in Japan, give worship services on Sunday and Friday, listening to shepherds, you know, sermons. But I blamed the lack of system of Africa. So I translated shepherd's word and preach the message myself. If I had not used my own thought and prepared the shepherd's word translated into English, then our congregation could have become one with the shepherd all the more quickly. But I used my own thought and didn't understand the heart of the shepherd. As I used my own thought like this, Father God gave me his word in May 10th, 2010. The son who is giving glory to God could not give great glory to God 100%. He did that because of his own thought and knowledge. However, once he felt and experienced the love and power of the shepherd, he could become the man who could say amen to every word of the shepherd. He prayed like that. And then he experienced the power of the handkerchief. Then Father God is leading me to break the boundary of spirit, to break myself all the more. The grace of Father God is so great. Second, I needed refinement to gain more wisdom. Father God gave me a word in a leadership conference in July 2nd, 2013. Your faithfulness and your heart that you gave to Father God, Father knows. You got no greed, you got no selfish motives. You gave to Father God and His kingdom. And Father God knows that well. If you could your job with the wisdom of the shepherd, how much more you could have done and establish a bigger denomination and brought about more souls. He said, I was pure and no greed, but it also means I was short of wisdom and understanding. As time passed by, I could see I was short of wisdom. I should have given more joy and happiness to souls, but I couldn't. Moreover, I should have pleased the shepherd, but because of lack of wisdom, I didn't do so. When shepherd said, in the feast of spirit, all my main congregation could receive blessing more than one, then I had the wish. That wish was to receive wisdom and understanding so that I could lead many souls to the shepherd by making him the children of Father God. Third, I needed refinement because I was short of love and virtue that Father God wants me to have. To help me realize that I was short of love and virtue, he always told me to embrace souls and other pastors with love and virtue. But other than love, you know, I put justice ahead. Just as I told you in last year, August, I made up my mind to embrace my members and souls and to help them to understand the love and heart of the shepherd. But I happened to teach them instead of love them. Of course, I didn't just only point them. I also praised them too. But I pointed at them so they closed their hearts. So it was useless to love them and praise them and experience that. And due to excessive mission trip in March and April in 2016, I was on sickbed. I was under the refinement, and after the prayer of our shepherd, I could receive new strength. And I made up my mind once again to give only love. Then there was a test, but I didn't pass the test. But I pointed and rebuked people around me. I put justice ahead of love. I was a professor, and it became my frameworks, even after I became the servant of God. These frameworks became even stronger. Father God told me, do not become a teacher. While I was doing my ministry in Africa for 23 years, I established many churches and led so many souls. And I met so many people, so many pastors with different characteristics and personalities. I set examples in worship services and prayer, just as the shepherd taught me. However, troubles occur, disobedience occurred, and peace was broken. So I pointed them with the heart of making those souls obeying the word of Father God. But sometimes I rebuke too harsh, so I prayed I shouldn't do that. But I was a missionary as a leader for long years. Even though I heard the teachings and the word of the shepherd all the time, I look at the reality. In other words, I put justice ahead of love. I learned the love of the shepherd and goodness, but I didn't resemble him. I became the leader in Africa instead of loving and embracing many souls and other pastors. I put justice ahead of love and applying it to them. Of course, I'm not saying that I didn't give love to them. I love my souls and pastors, but I thought that it is even greater love to rebuke them and change them. That was my self-righteousness and frameworks. So I was short of gentleness. However, in my refinements, I could realize it. I looked back on myself, and through the original voice of the shepherd, I was touched. Then I realized that what was my limit? I came to have my eyes open. Yet, I am still short. But our Lord, Father God, and the shepherd changed me to embrace my souls with greater love and virtue. Instead of rebuking, I'm reminded of the heart of our shepherd who looks at souls with heart of mercy. I give thanks to Father God for giving me many shepherds and congregation. Shepherd, you've been waiting too long. I give thanks to your tears and prayer. I realized and learned all the more the goodness and love of the shepherd through the compassion of Elijah the prophet. Fourth, I always prayed hard unceasingly, but I couldn't greatly move the Father God's heart with more fervent prayer. This is the word of Father God given to me in 2013 leadership conference. Widen your vision. Pray that how your shepherd taught you about righteousness and goodness and judgment. And do your ministry with the eyes and the visions of the shepherd. Then you can establish even greater denomination. Father God told me to pray even all the more fervently. I prayed early in the morning. I started my job with prayer with the pastors and the Levi workers. Prayed before lunchtime. Prayed after lunchtime. Before dinner. Go back and Daniel prayer and before go to bed. I prayed. But Father God taught me to pray even more fervently to resemble righteousness and goodness of the shepherd to establish great church and denomination in Africa. I thought I was praying fervently. But amount of prayer time is important. But I once again understood that I have to give fervent prayer in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit so that I could move the heart of Father God. Fifth, I went through refinements because I didn't keep the justice of flesh. Shepherd taught me that I have to take rest from time to time, but I didn't take heed of it. I forgot his word, and I faced great refinements twice. Our shepherd always told me, do not plan excessive in a mission trip, but always follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and take rest after mission. Well, when I did my ministry in Africa, I was looking for a place to preach the gospel. I had to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and receive His guidance. But I did my ministry many times with my own thought. Father God gave me this word when I went to Philippine mission in 1992. Many people say they love Father God. Many people say they do their best. They all want to do their best. But that's not what I want. What I'm saying is that when disciples wanted to go to Jerusalem, the Lord told them to disciples go, but I will go when my time comes. As you read the four Gospels, you have to realize why the Lord looking for His own time. Even though you can preach the gospel, not every time is a good time to preach the gospel. Father God gave me this word, but I couldn't remember. I didn't put it in my heart. Shepherd always taught me to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in my mission. But I couldn't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit because of my own fervor and in my thought. After I started church in November 2000, I had to lead Friday service, Sunday services, and handkerchief prayer meetings and pastor seminar. Mission trip was always tight. I did all my heart to prepare it and to preach the gospel. Now I realize that doing mission job in my 50s and 60s and 70s, but because I was short of wisdom to adjust my plan, I faced excessive use of my flesh. I realized this in October 2013, but I did excessive mission trip once again in 2016, so I lost my energy from my body. After facing these twice, refinements, Father God gave me His word again in 2016, leadership conference. It is a must to do your duty that God gave you. But you have to do your duty until the Lord comes back along with your shepherd. Your body is not yours, but your body is Father's, Lord's, and shepherd's. You have to treasure it, but you forgot it. You didn't follow the rule of justice. I should treasure not only my own body, but my workers around me and pastors. It was the word of Father God to make everything work for good in the love of Father God. I'm so thankful for His love. Now, it's time to do my ministry job following the justice of flesh. Well, you may wonder about my mission, my ministry in Africa. So let me make a brief report. In August 2016, along with Bishop Kabutu in the city of Goma of Congo, 561 churches became Manmin branch churches and associated teachers. Those churches are in the cities of Goma, Bukavu, Uvira, and Baraka. So I opened MIS in those four cities, and I promised to preach the gospel of holiness. They asked me all the time how I could open MIS, but I couldn't go there right away. So I sent the book, The Message of the Cross. I translated The Message of the Cross into Kiswahili. Now, I would like to translate all those senior pastors' books in Swahili and send to them through MIS. I went to four cities in eastern Congo, which is 4,000 kilometers away from Nairobi, from February 15th to March 2nd, 2017. I, along with three missionary members, left Nairobi of Kenya and through Kampala of Uganda and Kigali in Rwanda, we arrived at Goma of Congo after 3 days and two nights. I delivered the messages in MIS opening service, and I delivered the Sunday service sermons in the church of the bishop. And I went to the city of Bukavu and I stayed there for 2 days, and stayed one day in Baraka, and stayed 3 days in Bujumbura, Kigali, and Kampala, and came back to Nairobi. There were even greater fruits than expected thanks to the love and support of the shepherd in the four cities of eastern Congo. 300 in the city of Goma, 300 in the city of Bukavu, and 150 pastors in the city of Baraka, and 150 pastors in the city of Uvira, and bishops registered to MIS, and they started to listen to the gospel of holiness. So it's not only 561, it's about 900. So it became great grace. I give thanks to our shepherd. They received grace through the word of the shepherd. As they were watching the video, The Power of the Shepherd, they received grace. I was so happy to see their eagerness. Let's take a look at the screen. That's the city of Goma. There were so many pastors. I was so happy.
Even
That's the pastor seminar in the city of Goma, in MIS. On Sunday, there was a bishop I've never seen before. But when we had the Pastor Sujin Lee, and she received grace from Pastor Sujin Lee, and he invited me to his church. That's a city of Bukavu. Congolian people, Congolese, they are so fervent. And you see, we drive to city of Uvira, driving. It's a city of Baraka. It's MIS class. And a pastor who didn't know me invited me to his church. The pastor, you know, started to become a pastor and became a pastor who loves mommy so much. The child could not see. But you know, through prayer, he opened his eyes. That's the city of Uvira opening MIS. And I met a governor in the hotel where I stayed, the governor wanted to receive my prayer, so I prayed for him. And we had a time together. And that governor is waiting for me right now to see me again in the city of Bugari, Gabu. And then after receiving my prayer, the problems in his city were solved. Now, you know, I used to drive a small car. Now, in a rainy day, many people had to drive the car. But when Pastor Sujin Lee came to Kenya, we had a good car. Well, missionary actually told me to buy a good car. But, you know, I wanted to buy even a downgraded car. However, that car actually was sold to someone else who gave them more money. So, missionary said, you know, this time we have to buy a good car. So, congregation allowed. So, we purchased a good car. And then I realized that, you know, it was a good idea to buy a good car. And after I bought the car, you know, I repented a lot. I said, Sujin Lee, I purchased a good car because missionaries asked me to buy a good car. So I wrote a letter to senior pastor. But Pastor Sujin Lee said, it's okay. You have to buy the car. You have to do your mission ministry. And after the mission trip, you know, I was so thankful being able to drive a good car and have a good in the ministry. For the glory of Father God, I'm using a good car right now. Sixth, I need the refinements to understand the depths of love of the shepherd all the more. I met the shepherd in 1991. And his word was sweeter than honeycomb. So I armed myself with the word of God, and I had a passion for ministry. Then I was given a sabbatical year from the university where I worked as a professor. So after 3 years and 2 months after I met the shepherd, I went to Africa for ministry. I was not trained as a pastor beside the shepherd. I stayed by the shepherd, but I couldn't understand the will and providence of Father God who's doing the human cultivation through our shepherd. I didn't learn it fully, but I started my mission. Whenever there was an event, there were events in this church, I visited Korea. And by the power of the shepherd, I did my ministry by introducing the shepherd to many churches. But I couldn't understand the depths of our shepherd's heart, unlike the pastors and Levite workers of the church who've been in this church for long. I registered to Mamin Church in July 14, 1991, along with my wife. And September 8, 1994, I was dispatched to Africa. I was a professor in Hoso University for 10 years. And I had a sabbatical year in 1994. And I had a time to study a year in English-speaking country. Many professors go to United States, United Kingdom. But I chose university in Nairobi, Kenya. It was the guidance of our Father God. When I was a kid, I received much. I was touched by the biography of Dr. Schuweicher. Then I think I wanted to do something for the souls in Africa. After the sabbatical year, I resigned and I plan for mission in Africa. I started to pray for ministry in Africa. And then I was dispatched to Africa in 1994. I could give only thanks to Father God who refined me so that I could learn the depths of our shepherd's love. Seventh, the shepherd always said to me, told me to control flesh with spirit, but I couldn't break my spiritual limit of thought while I was doing my African mission. Father God told me that as I resemble the mercy of the shepherd and his goodness, I and accomplish his goodness, we could overcome the environment and do better the ministry. But there were limits I couldn't break. First, I couldn't rule over the physical environment. I didn't break the frameworks of my thoughts about the fact that Nairobi is in highland and we suffer from lackage of the oxygen. But I realized it was my limit. Jesus said, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. Our shepherd, you know, advised me to have greater faith by using this verse. And just as I was taught, I taught my congregation with this verse. If you can, all things are possible to him who believes. However, as I was doing my African mission for 23 years in Nairobi, which is 1,700 meters in altitude, I couldn't control my flesh with spirit. I got easily tired because of lackage of oxygen. I couldn't digest well. When I visited Korea or when I visited beach area, I could digest well and I didn't feel fatigued so easily. So, I thought about taking a rest in the lower land or purchasing an oxygen providing device. However, Father God protected Daniel's three friends in the burning furnace. Father God gave water out of the rock when Moses hit the rock. When Jonah was in the stomach of big fish, God protected him. I said with my lips that I depend on Father God, but in my life, I didn't fully depend on him. Then I realized, I give thanks to Father God for having faith to rule the fleshly environments. So as Father God told me, you know, I knelt down and repented. I rendered my heart in repentance. On that day, Friday service and Sunday service, I felt so refreshed. Many people were surprised to see me this time that, you know, my facial look changed. I am so healthy now. I can eat well. I used to have frameworks of my thoughts, but I didn't break that even though I came into Holy Spirit. But when Father God gave word to my wife and to me, I realized it. And I prayed and I broke the limits. So I hope that it can help you too. Thank you. Second, I couldn't break the limit of my thought. Africa is poor. And I couldn't show big faith on the matter of finance. Haggai 2 verse 8 says, silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. Whenever I make a mission report to our shepherd, I always say that there are many difficulties because Africa is poor. I didn't please the shepherd by giving confession of faith. Father God is the creator who created something from nothing. Father God says, silver is mine, gold is mine. Which means everything belongs to the shepherd. And everything that belongs to the shepherd also belongs to us. We have witnessed for the last 35 years that how Father God blessed our shepherd. For 26 years, I've been with the shepherd. I witnessed how Father God has blessed the shepherd. And through his blessing, I could do my mission in Africa. Shepherd loved me, and he also wants us to receive blessing both in spirit and body. That's why he filled up the measure of justice by 99% and suffered greatly. Thanks to his love, we received blessing to stand on the rock and come into spirit and the Holy Spirit. Our shepherd wants us to receive power and do our mission job and come into New Jerusalem. He also wants us to receive all kinds of blessing, not only in spirit but also in flesh. I confessed with my lips that everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God also belongs to the shepherd. And everything belongs to the shepherd also belongs to me. But I didn't break this limit from the depths of my heart. But the shepherd advised me many times, embraced me and prayed for me. This time, my eyes opened wide. It was a moment of blessing to break my limit. Now, members in Nairobi Mammin Church also came to have faith to give full tithe and offerings, and they are receiving blessings at their home, work, and business. In the space of the shepherd, where impossible things become possible, and possible things become all the more prosperous. I give thanks to Father God who give us all kinds of blessings. Third, I had a negative thought, such as, since people of Africa are short of wisdom, it takes long time to teach them. I had such a negative thought. After I started Nairobi Mammin Church, there was a Kenya crusade. In just a year, there were thousands of congregations. I prayed day and night while teaching the Word of God to pastors and congregation. And I made an effort to raise many pastors and leaders. But I couldn't find the right pastors and leaders. I couldn't find many people who apply the word that they are learning. I tried to set an example before them. But when they don't practice them, I felt always sorry for them. They didn't volunteer. I teach them the basics, but they were short of understanding and practicing. So I prayed alone and cried a lot alone. Then I remembered our shepherd spent so many years with tears thinking of the pastors and workers. Whenever I prayed and cried, I thought of the love and heart of the shepherd, and it became great teaching. What kind of perseverance, endurance has our shepherd waited for us for the last 35 years? Now I believe that if I resemble the goodness of the shepherd and wait for the souls in Africa, they will surely change. Please bear with me. Whenever I go to Nairobi Mammin Church, I always, take care of souls and shaking hands with them, from the young age to the old. And the Father God said, you have to perfectly resemble the love and goodness of the shepherd and do your ministry. My life, I thought I grew up well in spirit. But Father God says, I'm still short. Father God wants us to resemble the love and goodness of the shepherd 100%. Whenever I experienced that, and how Mammin members were taught by the shepherd, I am so blessed to see you working hard to go to the place between the first and second floor of Shepherd's Castle. I believe that Father God will work in the space of the shepherd so that I can move the heart of every soul by giving me wisdom and understanding. I couldn't do my job well because it was I who tried to do it, the job. But I received the blessing of receiving touch of Father God. And thanks to the tears and prayer of love, our shepherd, I could break this limit. It is not I who do the ministry. I realized it when I had the pastor seminar in city of Balé in Kenya. There is a bishop, Dr. Wawere, in city of Balé, who has 600 branch churches in Kenya alone. He received much grace when I delivered the message of the providence of creation in last March 2016. And he invited me to pastor seminar along with 200 other pastors. For 2 days, I delivered messages about providence of creation and human cultivation and a lecture on Job. And many pastors and leaders repented. Professor Patrick, who was the senator in that area, attended the seminar. He attended the handkerchief prayer meeting in Nairobi Mamim Church, and his eyes were healed, and he could see well. He couldn't walk well due to his pain in his legs, but he was healed. And he made the testimony in other churches too, as you can see on screen. And he was elected to run as a candidate of the senator in his area. Many pastors and leaders received grace through his testimony. And when I prayed, many pastors and bishops came to me to receive my prayer. The original voice of the shepherd was working with them so that they could receive, they came to me to receive my prayer. When I prayed, 60 of them received my prayer. Most of the bishops came to me to receive my prayer, and especially Bishop Wawere's wife had the pain on her back and received my prayer. And I prayed with the handkerchief. Out of 60, except 4, all of them were healed. Bishops were healed. All bishops, especially Dr. Wawere's wife, was also healed. She is a resigned professor. But once, you know, she was healed, she could see well and walk well. And she glorified Father God through the testimony. That's he, as you can see on screen. Now, he is a pastor. He was paralyzed, but he was healed. Now, he couldn't lift his hand, but now he was healed to, now he could, you know, lift his right arm very well now. This lady is Dr. Wawera's wife. She had a great pain on her back, but, you know, she was healed. That's a bishop who organized the pastor's seminar. I was so happy. After the seminar, you know, the pastors in the city of Balé asked me to open MIS. Let me conclude this message. Even parents of this world raise their children according to their talents, and they expect them to do well after they grow up. Among their children, if one child has great talent, they want to sacrifice themselves to support them. They want that talented child to become a great man. Our Father God wants to acquire true children. To accomplish this providence of human cultivation, Father God sent our shepherd who can rule, even rule and subdue the work of Satan and the enemy devil. Our Lord said, the works that I do, He will do also. And greater works than this, He will do, because I go to the Father, as in John 14:12. Just as the Lord said, our Father God allowed our shepherd to save even more countless souls by the power of the shepherd. Once our shepherd accomplished 100% of power recreation, he could see with the eyes of the Lord, he could hear with the ears of the Lord, and he could change even the deep heart of man. But shepherd is not alone to finalize the human cultivation with the power of recreation. Our Lord called 12 disciples and 70 other disciples and did His ministry. Now, just like that, our shepherd needed spiritual warriors who do domestic mission and world mission. Along with the spiritual warriors, he can save countless souls who are under the authority of the enemy devil and Satan. To become such a spiritual warriors, spiritual training is necessary. That's why Father God is refining each man until they become spiritual warrior and true child. Without justice that our shepherd has piled up for us, without His teaching and love, we cannot accomplish that. Thanks to love and prayer of the shepherd and grace of Father God, I learned what is spirit and what is flesh. And even though I came into spirit by the grace of the shepherd, I was stagnating. But thanks to the refinement of Father God's love, I came into near whole spirit and whole spirit. But even though I came into whole spirit, I couldn't break my limit of spiritual thoughts. I couldn't rule flesh with spirit. However, thanks to the word that Father God gave through my wife, the original voice of the shepherd worked, and Father God touched me in the space of the shepherd so that I could resemble the goodness and love of the shepherd all the more. Dear congregation, through the goodness and love of the shepherd, we have to become the children of power who resemble the Father, God's goodness and love, and we can do that. Because, first, we have the perfect fruit of justice filled up by sacrifice and tearful prayers of the shepherd, who will end up the human cultivation beautifully. Second, it's because of the will and providence toward our shepherd and this church of Father God who wants to save many souls, lead them to New Jerusalem. Third, because our shepherd's works are great, His love is very deep. I would like to finish my message by citing Psalm chapter 92, verses 5 and 12 to 15. How great are Your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. Through this message, I make this kind of confession myself with thanks. Verse 12 says, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Our shepherd taught us to become a righteous man with all his effort and love. So, we have to quickly stand on the rock and come into spirit and Holy Spirit and resemble Father God. Verse 13, planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. We are so lucky to become members of Ma'amin. How vigorously should we run toward New Jerusalem with this gratitude. Verse 14 says, they will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. pastors and workers become aged in the world. However, Manmin members, thanks to the love of the shepherd and grace of Father God, we become righteous. And to the extent we become righteous, we become young and bear more fruits. How blessed we are. Verse 15 says, to declare that the Lord is upright. Father God pays back according to what we do. Father God reveal what our shepherd has done through beautiful fruits. The Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary will be filled of true children of the Holy Spirit. And providence of salvation will be accomplished through Manmin mission. Dear brothers and sisters, Father God set up this church. The Manmin members have been planted in this church. Thanks to the justice that our shepherd filled up for us, we will become a cedar tree in the space of our shepherd. We will become righteous and bear beautiful fruits of the shepherd. We will bear more fruits, and then we will declare that our shepherd is upright to the world. May you proclaim the goodness and love of the shepherd and his power of recreation to all the earth until the Lord comes back. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you. Let's think over the message and pray.
아버지 쓰임받는 영적 장들로 나올 수 있도록 축복하시고 인도해 주시기 원합니다. 이 아들 부족했던 모든 걸 오늘 간증하며 아버지 하나님께 아버지 성도님과 함께 이 말씀을 나눴습니다. 우리의 마음속에 깨우침이 되게 하시고 아버지께서 제대로 은혜를 주셔서 신속히 변화되어 신속히 영으로 온 영으로 들어가는 만민의 가족들로 축복하여 주옵소서. 아버지 감사합니다. 귀한 시간 주신 아버지 홀로 영광 받아 주옵시고 주님께서 영광 받으시고 목자님 이 시간 이 말씀을 전 목자님 감사합니다. 우리 모두 함께 목자님께 감사하며 아버지께 영광 귀한 시간 주심을 감사합니다. 우리 주 예수 그리스도로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통하여 Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them the faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. neck pain, headache, neurology, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leave. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let there be no burning skull left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler over the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away, and their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false and deceiving, separating spirits. All forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry in their prayer and strength to cast out sin and to become sanctified. As their soul prospers, let all things go with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and compassion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things. Let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify with their lips. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.